Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Okay, I asked a question before, you know,
we go
I said I was going to Google.
Yeah.
And I'm a Googler.
What was the question? I just woke up.
What is going on?
With
my question.
With?
Yeah, with the celebrity.
Because everybody's breaking up right now, yeah. And it's like an epidemic.
Yeah.
And I remember our producer a while back sent me this article,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, about Uranus and Venus retrograding together.
Yeah, something's
and I'm like, I've got to go back and pull up that article.
Something's
okay,
definitely up with Uranus.
The last one was Mercury, and I even put in my calendar the next Mercury because it's happening twice this year,
because
but that doesn't start
the
for
Mercury,
another month.
So what's up with Uranus?
Mercury retrograding affected electronics.
Yeah.
Like your phone was messing up for no reason. Have you noticed that stopped?
Yeah, it did. You wouldn't get text messages,
but
all
it's going to happen again.
Okay, so what's up?
Uranus and Venus retrograding together. Venus, whatever. They said Uranus is the one that's vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, it started.
Uranus is pretty vicious.
Let me tell you, it started retrograding on the 25th of July. Mm. It's going to be going on for 5 months.
Ooh.
That's a long time.
Uranus is the great awakener. Y'all need to stop.
It's pretty noisy.
I'm telling you,
but
I'm solving this mystery.
You know, I normally have your back when the guys are being immature, but that's kind of ridiculous.
I can't help it. That's the name of the name of the planet. Uranus, they say, is the gigantic ice planet. It's the ruler of rebellion, freedom, change, and revolution. Unlike other planets, Uranus is not a gentle retrograde. It's an abrupt and forceful one.
Oh,
it does not give up until we come face to face with areas of our life that desperately require change.
Okay.
So it won't quit until you face the change and make it.
I've heard that many times.
It won't quit until you wipe it.
It is the most powerful when retrograding. It builds throughout the retrograde period until the internal energy feels like an explosion. There is no escaping it. Y'all need to grow up because I'm helping people.
I know you are, Kelly.
We will be I'm reading. I'm not adding.
Yeah.
We will be compelled to seek answers to questions that have eluded us for months or even years. Mm. We will leave no stone unturned until we solve puzzles. So maybe if you've been suspicious about somebody, like, I've got a question. Has he been cheating on me? I'm going to
check Uranus.
I'm tired of turning the blind eye to it. I'm looking at it. You're going to be, okay, let me see where else it said.
Uranus is making explosions.
Anyway, it says it's going to take us look at the areas that we of our life that we need freeing and liberating from. No, it's not that funny. They're saying you want to be liberated from a situation that's causing you great grief. So for 5 months, this is the period when people are going to shed relationships and get rid of these.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to wake up. It's a great awakening
time. Let's flush the toxic.
But I can't have a conversation with you because you can't stop giggling.
Hashtag IBS. I'd be suspicious.
Of Uranus? I'd be suspicious,
I'd
too.
I'd be suspicious.
For real. Yeah, all day.
All right.
All right. Well, there we have it. Thank you, Kelly.
I feel like I'm teaching a room full of fifth grade boys.
Thank you, Kelly.
So ridiculous.
Thank you,
what color is the planet
I'm
Uranus?
I'm trying to help you.
It's ice.
It's ice. So it's like silvery, right? Just checking out. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
How do you get out of that?
Kelly just got us into some retrograde talk right there.
I am very fascinated by this.
Venus and Uranus retrograde going on right now.
We're barely a couple weeks in.
Man.
And you were just talking about celebrity breakups. Maybe Uranus and Venus are the cause of that because of the retrograde.
Yeah.
And how dare we not talk about this huge breakup that's going on right now. Bob, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, can't believe you didn't mention the breakup between Miss Piggy and Kermit.
I heard about this, man.
Can you believe it?
We didn't get to that this morning. I'm sure Kelly will talk about the showbiz top five.
No,
yeah,
they probably won't.
They announced yesterday their split, but they released a statement saying that they are still going to work together, but they're going to start seeing other people, pigs, and frogs.
See, here's the only problem with that is Kermit was never in this relationship.
No, he was
Miss Piggy told him he was in this relationship.
She walked all over him, too.
So he was, like, never on board.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that, Bob? You cool with it?
I don't know. It's kind of still sad.
Yeah.
It is. A little sad.
What are you going to miss the most?
It'll probably be the same.
Life is going to be the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for your call, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
That's the big news right there. Miss Piggy and Kermit have split up. This is a good question for you, Big Al Mac.
All right, come on.
We're doing Whatever Wednesday. The floor is yours. You get to bring up whatever you want. If you have a question about us,
call us. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or if there's a topic we missed that you really want to talk about, we're here for you. Hannah, what's your question for Big Al Mac?
Yes, I wanted to know if Big Al is going to move with Dr. Girlfriend.
Let me catch people up to speed. Dr. Girlfriend, my girlfriend, is a doctor, and she'll be moving to the city, the Motor City, next year.
Detroit?
For how long?
For 3 years to start her, what they call a fellowship for plastic surgery.
Awesome.
And she just found out after bidding and trying to get into several cities that Detroit's the one. No, I will not be moving to Detroit. Ooh. I will visit her, and she will visit me.
So you're doing the long distance.
Long distance until she hopefully moves back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice face. There
good
you go.
For you.
All right, Hannah, you think long distance will work?
I do. I mean, you make it work if you want it to work.
That's
right.
Go up there as often as you can, and you just work at it.
Yeah, instead of Playa del Carmen, Al, you're going to be going to Detroit.
Yeah.
That's
almost the same.
Good exchange right there.
Somebody sent me.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you. I guess your heart was in the right place. Sent me an article yesterday saying a list of the worst cities to live in, and Detroit was number one.
Yeah.
I didn't give that to her. Thank you.
Didn't?
I assume your heart was in the right place.
She has a great job, and she's going to be busy.
Yeah.
We have a couple. What happened to? And this is a good one because I was actually wondering the other day. TJ, go ahead.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Sean Kingston?
Somebody call 911.
Okay, is he the one that had the jet ski accident?
He had the jet ski accident.
Yeah.
And he was like really good buddies with Justin Bieber for a while. They were running around together. And then he just disappeared. TJ.
I don't know. I mean, to be honest,
you don't hear anything. You don't see anything. He just fell off the face of the earth.
That's a good question.
Yeah, well, the most recent thing he was in the news for, which was not okay, was a really distasteful Facebook post where he was mocking a teen that had Asperger's syndrome who was beaten up by bullies.
Oh, I remember that story. Yeah.
Okay.
And he posted a photo of this kid that had gotten beaten up and said, "If you start a fight, you better know how to fight or this will happen." But this poor kid had gotten beaten up by bullies, so he apologized for that, and that was just a couple weeks ago. So that's the latest with Sean Kingston.
There you go. Oh, man, that's bad. Hey, if you want, TJ, go ahead and tweet Sean Kingston so he can call us and bring us up to speed
apparently,
to what's going on.
I just checked his Facebook page. 27 minutes ago, he posted, "Sometimes you just need to be alone and have some time for yourself."
Oh, so that's what he's doing.
He's just being alone.
Yeah.
There you go. Have a great day, TJ. Thanks for calling on Whatever Wednesday, buddy.
Same to you. Thanks.
My man.
An hour ago. Sometimes it's good to cut people out of your life.
Oh, boy.
He's going
through a phase.
Yeah. Uranus retrograde.
Oh, man. Even Sean Kingston's got problems with Uranus.
Hi, Heather. How you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning.
We're doing Whatever Wednesday. You get to ask whatever you want or bring up whatever subject matter you wish to bring up. What would you like to bring up?
I was just wondering what happened with Kelly and her boyfriend.
We broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Bill,
what happened?
Well,
I was so upset to hear that.
Yeah, Kelly, actually, someone asked me that yesterday, too.
Yeah, we broke up.
What happened?
What happened,
Kelly?
It
didn't work out.
Well, I mean, sometimes it got
really. What happened? What actually went down? Because you never really told us. You know,
no,
but
I shared that we broke up.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, what caused that? Was it you or was it him?
It's always me.
It was you?
It's always me. I'm very difficult to date.
Mm-hmm.
I think hard to love.
I'm very difficult.
Mm-hmm. We try.
I don't like doing anything.
But what specifically sparked the breakup?
I can't give you that specific.
It's never one thing. It could be a few things.
Was it building? Was there a rough period of time in there? Like
building?
Was it a build-up or out of the blue?
It was, I mean, I don't know.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
I don't know what the straw was. You'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
But I'm not very easy to date.
You started strong. It was really, moved quick.
I take full responsibility for the breakup.
You do? I'm sure there's both sides have some responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's for the better.
How's Emma Kelly taking it?
She's fine. She didn't want mommy dating anybody anyway.
Yeah, she wants mommy all to herself. There you go, Heather. We caught you all up with Kelly and what was Tinder Wolf.
Have any of the boyfriends of the past started to bang you? I mean, you know, on the celly. Hit you up on the celly.
Yikes!
You know. What am I going to do? I have maybe received a phone call to go to dinner.
From an ex?
Not really an ex.
Oh.
You know, there are people you see and do stuff with.
Was it?
How about Uncle Daddy?
Yeah.
a blast from the past right there. No?
Anybody we know?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. I know who it is. We'll play who it is later.
I share so much.
I know. We all do.
Y'all got to give me one little, one little corner.
I respect that.
One little corner. But I do take responsibility. I am very difficult.
The Kid Nation paparazzi's out there, Kelly.
I am a difficult person to love.
Kelly, how you doing this morning? Not Kelly Raspberry, but Kelly with a Y. Hi, Kelly.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. What would you like to talk about during Whatever Wednesday?
The eggplant emoji.
I don't get it. I still don't get it. They're telling me I have to see that, so now I guess I have to say I see it, but I don't see it.
By the way, shout out Lenny Kravitz.
I am so naive with the eggplant emoji, and it's probably because of one of my coworkers. For however long that's been out that we've been texting, she works in a different office, and so if we text back and forth, if we're texting about something awkward, I send the turtle. And so
awkward
one day
turtle.
She sends me the eggplant. And I'm like, what? What is this? And she's like, it's so awkward. It's so random. Like, why is there an eggplant emoji? Who uses this? Yeah. So when we text back and forth, she'll send me the eggplant if it's awkward. Well, I have started doing this to other people. And they're like, why are you sending this? I'm like, it's awkward. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently it's really awkward.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm driving in my car, like, crying. I'm laughing so hard about the eggplant emoji because what do people think of me?
Yeah. No, it's this is
I
the thing.
I didn't know either.
It was just some super young people deemed this to be the better replacement for the banana for the awkward symbol, you know, when you're insinuating something intimate. And now when Instagram just made hashtags with emojis searchable, so you could caption with an emoji and it made it searchable, if that makes sense. So if it was a hashtag and a funny emoji, you could search all things under that. But now they have made that one emoji that is not searchable in terms of hashtags.
I had never seen that.
Because it got so dirty and out of hand.
And Kelly, this might help you because Elena, our phone screener, the selfie queen, posted a link to an article on all the sexy emoji.
Yeah.
Like what you use.
I'm going to have to make sure that I'm not using it.
Yeah.
Go look at it because there's things
there's
I didn't even know about it. Like,
but did you guys like my to try and show you for it to make sense? Lenny Kravitz's mishap.
Yep.
While performing and his pants split open in the front.
I did not think it looked like an eggplant.
Oh, well, that's a diss to Lenny Kravitz then. Lenny Kravitz pants split down the front.
Yeah.
And homeboy does not wear underwear.
Can't when you're wearing leather pants. It's just.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was...
everything you would ever want to see.
I blame that on Uranus and retrograde. Lenny Kravitz plant splitting.
I was telling you before I read the funniest comments on the BuzzFeed, as soon as that was the first place I saw it posted yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And some man from another country in East Asia wrote, "Delish. I've been waiting for years for this." And some other random person under him wrote, "Sad."
Oh.
It's so funny, the comments under Lenny Kravitz's video.
Poor Lenny.
Sad.
Was it a proud moment?
I heard about it. It's just, you know,
it happened.
It's just there.
Did he run off stage or did he
kept it? No, he squatted down.
He didn't realize it at first. Then he had his guitar in front of him.
He touched the toes.
It was awkward.
Good thing he wasn't playing like the...
It's time to wear britches that fit.
Right.
There comes a point in time...
Skinny jeans are out.
And even a rock star, you got to start wearing dad pants.
What do you call a little bitty guitar?
A ukulele?
Ukulele. Good thing he wasn't playing that at the time.
Yeah. Why?
It might not have been, you know, the right size.
A ukulele would have been fine.
Yeah, he would have been all good. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And we should have a big celebrity calling the show.
You think?
We're doing the rock star challenge, and I thought I secured one yesterday. Now I'm getting nervous.
Well, you still got a little while.
Yeah.
We have until a week from this Friday to see who can get the biggest rock star to call into the show, and that will lock in one of our wins as the
rock star
in the rock star suite. Yeah.
They said they would call between this hour, so between now. And the end of the hour.
Now, how did you come in contact with this huge rock star?
You know, just texting.
You have this person's phone number?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So hopefully they call.
We'll see.
Let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I feel so humiliated, and I have no clue how to handle it.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
I've always been kind of a clumsy girl, but I took it to an all-new level at my friend's wedding a couple weeks back. Oh, I was a bridesmaid, and I was super nervous, so I made the mistake of partaking in a few celebratory shots before the ceremony. Mm. Bad idea. I didn't eat that morning, so it hit me pretty hard. Mm. So take nerves, heels, liquor, and a long dress, and bam, there I am tripping in the aisle at her wedding. It was awful. I tried to catch myself on the pew as I came down and took some of the flowers on the armrest with me. My friend hasn't called me since the ceremony. I'm not sure how to handle it because she specifically told us not to drink the night before or the day of the wedding. I was clearly tipsy. What should I do, Natalie?
You need to get a copy of the movie 16 Candles.
Okay.
And wrap it up in a gift and send a nice little gift basket and tell her to fast and go ahead and time it out into that scene in the movie where Molly Ringwald's sister, who is the bride, comes down the aisle. Remember, she was on her time and she took some pills and drank some stuff and she came down the aisle drunk.
Okay, I don't remember. Yeah.
You don't remember? Oh, 16 Candles, one of the best movies ever. And the bride ruined the wedding. Same thing, stumbling down the aisle. And maybe if, I mean, that's the only thing I can think is, say, fast forward to, you know, 47 minutes and 33 seconds to the sister's scene.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make light of a bad situation.
Yeah.
You've already apologized, I'm sure, but that's all you can do. And, you know, maybe send her that little gift, because as soon as you said that, that flashed me back to that scene in 16 Candles where everybody forgot it was Molly Ringwald's birthday.
Depending on her.
And she ends up making out with Jake Ryan.
Yeah.
Also, it worked out fine.
It ends up fine.
Yeah.
But the sister ruined her own wedding because she was inebriated going down the aisle. So maybe that'll make you laugh about it and, you know, maybe make a little note. Hey, who's going to have the, you know, great entry for America's Funniest Home Videos? Something like
you know,
that.
You money.
It's all you can
Kelly,
do.
You
and
know,
then you have to give it time for her to forgive you.
What about, and I know this is not my bit, it was just an idea I had if I did this, because it's probably something I would do. It, depending on her sense of humor, what if you had a clip of the video, like a video clip of you doing this at the wedding, and you just kind of humiliated yourself again by posting a Facebook clip or an Instagram clip with a huge apology? Like, I adore my best friend, and I am so, you know, this made me look like such an idiot. If she has a good sense of humor about it, and then you embarrass yourself more publicly,
yeah.
I don't know, just using social media, maybe that's like a way to make a public apology and
but
make fun of yourself.
Once you apologize, gift basket or public humiliation, whatever, you just got to give her some time.
Yeah.
And the relationship might be over.
They'll end up laughing about it in a few years.
No, the relationship might be over. I just posted a list of things on Facebook last night. It was a really interesting article. It was like the 37 things that you'll regret when you're old.
Yeah, I saw you post that.
And one of them was to let certain friendships run their course. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, I'm not saying this in this instance, but not all friendships are meant to last forever. It's the truth. Some of them are just in your life for a season. You learn something from it, hopefully, and move on. Or they're just time killers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was really interesting. I'm not saying this situation, but this friendship might have run its course. You might have just ended it.
Yeah.
But you apologize. Do something maybe lighthearted to make her laugh.
Yeah. That's
and if that
point.
Doesn't work, then you're just going to have to accept that this friendship's over.
Well done. Well done.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I made the toughest decision of my life and decided it was time to divorce my husband. We were high school sweethearts, and we got married after college, and it lasted 5 years. I gave it everything I could, but it wasn't enough. I moved out and filed not long ago, but it's been a nasty few weeks. Not like fighting nasty, more like I want him back and I can't stand the thought of being without him kind of thing. What's wrong with me? When I had him, I couldn't stand him. Now that he's gone, I can't stand the thought of not having him anymore. Mm-hmm. Does this mean I made the wrong decision, and should I beg for him to take me back? The heartache is way worse than I ever thought it would be. Stacy.
It's not easy. I'm not saying you made the right decision. I'm not saying you made the wrong decision, but it's worth a conversation with him. To say, look, do you think I might have messed up here? Are you willing to give me another chance?
Hmm.
Or it could just be divorce remorse, like buyer's remorse.
Yeah,
you jump off that cliff.
Happens a lot.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Sure,
I think that happens to a lot of people. A lot of people file for divorce and the papers just go away because if you don't ever do anything, the divorce doesn't happen. But maybe you just need to have a conversation with your man, find out if it's something worth sticking around for, and depending on how he treats you, it might make you realize, hey, I made the right decision.
Yeah. And maybe it was one of those, they were together since high school, too.
Yeah.
She probably started going like, oh, man, what if there's somebody else out there?
Maybe the grass is greener over there. And you get out there and like realize I've messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So at least have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
It's all you can do at this point.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My wife is a mess these days, and I don't know how to help her. Our daughter starts kindergarten in a couple weeks, and she's having some kind of anxiety about that, making her cry all the time. It's been a nightly thing lately, and I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do to make her feel any better. It's almost like we're sending her off to college or something. How can I make my wife see that, yes, our baby girl is getting bigger, but we still have lots of memories to make with her? Spending time crying now is wasting time that could be spent doing better things. That's from Patrick.
Well, don't make her feel stupid. That's the worst thing you can do.
Uh-huh.
Don't try to discount her feelings and emotions. They're very real, obviously. You just have to love her through it. And she's got 2 more weeks of misery, and then maybe a week or two after that, once her daughter starts coming home from school every day so excited, she loves kindergarten, and she's making new friends, maybe your wife will turn a corner, and you can always give her another baby.
Yeah.
You can always do that, but you got to love her through. Don't discount a woman's feelings. I mean, some women handle it way differently. I was sad when my daughter started school, because she just realizes, oh, my baby's growing up. It's going so fast, and time is slipping through my fingers. And, yeah, in the meantime, you're grieving. You're missing out on some good stuff, but she'll get past it. It's a little season.
It's just a change
of mourning.
Yeah.
It's a change, and your baby's growing up, and it's sad, but love her through it.
Yeah. And along those lines, the school I went to, San Diego State, posted something on Facebook the other day that was cool. And this is more for the kids that are going off to college.
Yeah.
Let your parents treat you like their baby one last time.
Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
Let them take all the pictures they want. Let them embarrass you a little bit in the dorms. Let them ask all the questions they want to ask, because this is the last time you're going to be their baby. And then after that, you're going to be all off on your own. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be around. Just let them do that one last time. I thought that was really cool of them to post that.
And let them do your laundry when you go home on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. You're going to appreciate that.
I let my mother do my laundry when I go home on the weekend. Oh, yeah.
I just brought mine over. I didn't let her. Mom?
Oh, yeah. Look what I got.
I didn't learn how to do it.
She'll complain about it, but she loves every minute.
My mom asked me if she could do my laundry today.
Really?
And I was like, do you really want to? I love doing that. Okay, Mom. Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Oh, there you go. My headphones weren't plugged in. We have $1,000 for you every single day, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a clip from a vacation or a road trip-themed movie.
Okay.
Because this is what we want you to use $1,000 for. We want you to take a vacation, have fun. You identify it correctly, you win $1,000 for your last chance at a vacation. Here's a bonus, a little hint for you. If you go to our Facebook page, the Kid Nation Facebook page, we have all the answers posted up there. All of them.
Yeah, they're not in any particular order.
No.
They're randomly put in there, but that's what you have to select from.
These are where we got the clips from. And so if you have that to choose from, that narrows it down, because there are a lot of road trip themed movies. There's a lot of vacation movies.
Right.
So at least now you have options.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
great.
It's like if you got this for the SATs, you could guess, and you probably will get it right.
There you go.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. You guys ready for the clip of the day?
Yes.
All right.
Let's do it.
This is the clip for today from a very popular vacation or road trip themed movie for $1,000.
I have to pee.
You do not have to pee.
I'm sure the carpet is absorbent. Here it comes.
Incoming!
Now, do you know that movie? Call us up, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 13. Here is the clip again, just in case you didn't hear it.
I have to pee.
You do not have to pee.
I'm sure the carpet is absorbent. Here it comes.
Incoming!
All right.
All right.
I knew it immediately.
Kelly
knew
it.
Shocked?
I was actually. I was shocked.
I'm kind of shocked.
I have no idea.
Since I heard, I was like, boom.
Yeah, Jenna didn't know. Al didn't know.
I didn't know. I didn't really pay attention the first time.
And I don't know if I would have known just because I had the name in front of me when I saw it. So
yeah,
all right.
But I don't think
you
I would have known.
You mean all Alex Trebek over there?
Yeah,
I knew it.
I'm not trying to be up in
it. I have all.
I probably wouldn't
answers.
Have known it, to be honest with you. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, it's debate time.
Oh, that's right, the Republican debate.
Yeah,
no.
Interesting.
Do they have enough room for these guys?
Forget about the Republican debate, Al.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show debate.
Oh, really?
Yes. We're going to take on some of the most controversial topics out there.
Like what?
Oh.
We
you
are?
Know, whatever.
ISIS.
Controversial and stuff.
Did I miss that meeting?
I don't
Probably.
I don't
We've been talking
debate.
About it for the last week.
I don't want to debate about immigration.
Gun reform. And
well, start learning, because you better be well.
A nuclear deal in Iran or
everything
Did I
else.
Miss that meeting? Did you know about this?
Kelly, you'll get the topics this evening, but start studying.
Really?
Well, how can I start studying on what I don't know? We're talking about.
We talked about it yesterday. We were all sitting in the room. Remember?
I have Hashimoto's. I don't remember anything.
I got a cousin named Hashimoto.
Cousin got Hashimoto.
I have Hashimoto. I can't remember anything.
Short term, right?
I don't know.
Is there a cure?
She doesn't remember.
Is there a cure?
Now, Kelly.
Some people say I should cure it through diet, like give up gluten and dairy. A lot of listeners, when I said I had it, it's really serious for a lot of people, and it can cause serious problems. I just can't remember anything.
What about that ginkgo biloba stuff?
Ginkgo biloba? I don't know. They were saying, you know, I don't think I want to do these hormones. It's expensive. It's so expensive.
Just embrace the Hashimoto.
No, I can't, because you forget everything.
Do you remember we're giving
people are saying that you should, like, cut out gluten. I've got a lot of letters about that, but that's hard.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's really hard.
Gluten's cool for all in moderation.
No, gluten's not cool, apparently.
Gluten's not cool.
Do you remember we're giving a trip away to the MTV Video Music Awards, Kelly?
Yeah, I do remember
that. You do remember that. Okay, we're going to fly you out there to L.A. You're going to attend the MTV VMAs. You're going to have a VIP weekend, by the way, too. You're going to stay at the hottest hotel. You're going to get $150 to shop at Top Shop or Top Man.
Okay.
And all you got to do is post a picture or a short video on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook and hashtag Kid Nation. VMA. That's Kid Nation, KIDD, VMA. Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do.
We're giving you a different theme every day this week. Yeah. So, you know, yesterday's theme was beef, open to interpretation, celebrity beefs. Today's theme.
What is it, Jenna?
For your social media posting. Today's theme is VMA date. So, hypothetically, like, I'm actually going to the VMAs on behalf of the show. And if I were to post today, my dream, like, it's you're going to pick the nominee that you would most like to be on the arm of.
Perfect.
At the award show, okay? Like, who, your celebrity VMA date.
Arm candy.
Mine, absolutely, without a doubt, Bruno Mars.
I knew you were going to say
totally.
That. Yeah.
So I would either pick Stitch You'd myself with Bruno Mars, or I'll get all dressed up and take a photo of myself and write down in the caption, I want to be Bruno Mars' date to the VMAs.
So make a video of how you would ask them out,
Make
maybe?
A video. You can be so creative with this.
Maybe
the more creative, the better.
Maybe you could dress up as some of your favorite MTV VMA dates.
Mm.
Like remember when Justin and Britney showed up in their denim on denim on denim on denim?
You could
recreate that look. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So, which nominee would you like to be the date of at this year's MTV VMAs? So, take that theme, however you want to interpret it, and post a photo to Twitter or Instagram. Just be sure you hashtag KidNationVMA. So, we'll see it.
Use your imagination. You know how cool it's going to be when you're out there and you finally get to see what those bright lights are like?
Because
there's going to be a lot of cameras. You're going to see the whole red carpet thing going on when you're going into the VMAs. You'll probably spot Jenna out there.
Yeah, come say hi to me.
Fighting to get an interview.
Help me out.
Yeah.
Go to the bar, though, during the commercial breaks. Because that's where a lot of the celebrities
absolutely,
go to the bar
yeah.
and get a drink.
Downstairs.
Like, yeah.
Ooh, if you go in the bathroom, you might go to the bathroom next to somebody very famous.
You never know.
You never know. And, let's get that winner for our trip. $1,000 up for grabs right now. We played you a movie clip. We asked for call number 13. And that is you, Cassandra. How you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Cassandra, did you hear the clip?
I did. I heard it.
Are you familiar with that movie theme or that movie?
I am.
Okay. Who do you think it is?
Are We There Yet?
That is absolutely correct, Cassandra.
Woo!
You just won $1,000.
That's awesome.
What are you going to spend it on?
So great. school supplies, probably, and school clothes, and maybe some for myself, too.
Yeah. Like, what little road trip are you wanting to take?
You know, I've never even been to Dallas. I don't go anywhere, so anywhere in Texas.
Anywhere in Texas.
A little quick road trip. That's right.
Yeah,
that's what it's meant to be. Just a little quick.
$1,000 will get you there. You deserve it. Cassandra, congratulations. Who are you going to take on that vacation? Who's in the family?
My kids and my husband.
Perfect. Enjoy your $1,000, Cassandra. You deserve it. Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time.
Go to that steakhouse up in Amarillo. I'm trying to think of, you know, the thing in Texas that sticks out the most.
Oh, is it the big steak?
The Texan, I think it's called. It's the steakhouse where you eat steak in an hour, 72 ounces.
I bet if you get to Amarillo and ask somebody, they'll tell you what it is.
Where I went to watch Molly eat the like 200 ounces or whatever she broke a world record. And the steak is delicious there as well.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hold on.
Hold on,
what?
Hold on. Don't yell at the super famous celebrity.
Do I know this person?
All right, do you know this person personally? Because you seem a little nervous.
I do know this person personally.
Why are you acting so nervous?
I'm not acting nervous.
You're acting very nervous. Like you
they hung up.
Well, that doesn't count. I'm going to say that.
Hold on. Something's I think they're dialing. They're dialing again.
That's what we call.
Let's try again. Hello?
Radio. Yep.
Oh. Is this the super famous
yes,
rock star?
Yes, this is a super famous rock star.
You're so nervous you can't even talk.
I can't talk.
Don't embarrass yourself in front of the super famous rock star.
Hey, say hello to Kelly, super famous rock star.
What's up, Kelly? How's it going?
Well, it's going good, but I don't know who you are.
I don't either.
Do we get a hint?
Yeah, you get a hint.
You're a guy.
I'm a guy. My name starts with an A.
Starts with an A.
Hey.
And he's got a lot of homies. My homies.
Oh.
It's Austin Mahone. Hey, Austin.
Austin.
What you doing right now, Austin?
I just woke up. I'm just about to get my day started.
Oh, did I wake you up?
Nah.
Oh.
What part of the world are you in right now?
Miami. That's where I live.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, he got a place there, remember?
Nice.
Austin, did JC tell you why he wanted you to call and what kind of contest we have going on?
No, I just wanted to call to say what's up to JC myself, just as a friend.
See?
How nice.
Austin, if you want to come out to Mexico with me and stay in a really nice suite, you are more than welcome to.
Okay, yeah, now this got weird.
Yeah.
We could share a room.
Austin, congratulations.
Two friends hanging out in Mexico. Yeah. Not weird at all.
Not weird at all.
Can you explain to me something? Because I've been singing this song with my daughter, and she really loves it, but I don't know if we're singing something dirty or not.
Oh.
Banga, banga, banga. Am I singing something dirty with my daughter?
Save that for the video.
Nah, banga, banga can mean anything you want.
Say it again, Kelly.
Banga, 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 banga. I want to make it. It's like really hard. Yeah.
Say it again.
Make a pledge before I'm going to get. Gonna make you mine.
Girl,
I'm going to make you mine. You ain't going to play with that. Show me where you're. Turn up that, right?
It's like
I love banga, banga.
Like bangers and mash.
Yeah.
That's so funny. You got it. Yeah, no, it's not dirty.
Okay, just making sure. I don't want to be riding dirty with my daughter in the car.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, you'd have to have drugs in the car.
And,
yeah.
And
you got that means.
You got to rock Austin's new song, Dirty Work. You can buy that one.
Yeah,
see?
My new song, Dirty Work.
Mm-hmm. Is Dirty Work too dirty for my 8-year-old daughter, Austin?
Not at all.
No, it's about doing things that you don't want to do, like getting up and going to work.
Amen. We can all relate, Austin.
You want to answer any of those dating rumors that are floating around about you?
Oh, about Becky G?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dating her.
Yeah! See?
You really are.
You guys are pretty open about it on Instagram. Thank you so much for calling me, man.
It is a nice surprise to hear from you, Austin.
Always good to talk to you guys.
All right, my man.
I'll call you later. We'll make plans. Austin Mahone, make sure you get Dirty Work on iTunes right now and watch the video. Bye, Austin.
See you, man.
The video.
See you guys.
Bye,
Austin.
There we go.
Okay, well.
Now, I am catapulted to the lead. Now,
whoa.
You can't just deem yourself in the lead.
Catapulted to the lead.
Now we have to have some type of debate
on
who's bigger, Austin Mahone or Matthew from Old Dominion.
All right.
And I really like Matthew from Old Dominion.
So
he
do
is
I.
He's cute.
How you going?
He's sweet.
Okay, Austin's cute and sweet.
He tweeted a picture of the Kid Craddock Morning Show coffee mug on the Old Dominion Twitter account.
Austin grew up listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show with a poster of Kelly Raspberry in his room.
Who has been arrested the most times?
Probably Matthew.
That's a true rock star, right? Yeah.
Well, should we let 5 callers decide?
No, I don't think we need to vote until the end, you guys.
So, Al.
Well, we need to know who's in the lead.
No, I don't think we do.
Let's ask our producer.
JC's in the lead.
All right.
What?
I'm sorry.
Old Dominion?
We're going by who was tougher to get.
No, we're not going by anything.
Yeah.
It's just going to be obvious at the end.
All right.
Hey, Al, I know you're bringing something else.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What about Austin Mahone versus Old Dominion and Cheyenne Gold?
Hey, you guys, you know what? I think it's a tie, and I think that means you guys just share the Rockstar Suite.
No, I'm not sharing with Al. No.
Game over.
No.
All right. Let me pull up my Rolodex and see what I can get.
Oh, I'm still working.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Me too.
I may or may not be working on mine.
I'm doing dirty work here.
Uh-huh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a very nervous boss in studio.
He's afraid I'm going to make him look like a jerk.
With a very nice marketing plan to get Kelly Raspberry a man. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Because we still got that trip to the MTV Video Music Awards. All you got to do is take a video or a picture, post it on Instagram or Twitter using the hashtag KidNationVMA, and that's Kid with K-I-D-D, two Ds on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Today's theme is what, Jenna?
It's VMA date. So we've been doing themes every day, and you can interpret this however you like. But basically, we want you to pick the a nominee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At this year's MTV VMAs, we have those posted. You can find those easily. Pick a nominee that you would like to be on the arm of. Mm. At this year's MTV VMAs. So for me, that'd be Bruno Mars.
Right.
And I would just collage a little photo of us together and post it with the hashtag KidNationVMA.
And check this out. If you win the trip, it could happen.
Yeah.
You win the trip. We fly you out to L.A. You stay in the hotel we put you in. Maybe one of those celebrities is staying in that hotel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you end up being the arm candy of that said celeb.
Or
who
maybe,
knows?
Maybe you stay in the hotel room of one of the celebrities. How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
That could happen, too.
Dreams do come true.
And now moving on to the romance department. George is in studio. He's our boss.
Hello,
and
everyone.
Why are you wearing the headphones like that, George?
Because it messes your hair up.
Oh. You want earbuds?
See, I told you you're going to make
some earbuds?
No, I'm good. I'll look good.
I'm not
like
trying
that.
To make you like
Nick
a jerk.
Nick came on and turned the camera
on. Are you looking like a rapper
over
there?
Like, the Christmas party. You know they are. See, Kid and I had an agreement that I was never on the air because
right.
I'm really bad at this.
Sure.
No, you're going to not
tell the truth.
You're a smooth salesman, George.
You're the smoothest.
One.
You're good. Oh, okay.
That's it. He is a
not
good
one to millions.
Okay?
You are. Listen, yeah.
One just to 14
you're just,
listeners.
You're just talking to us.
Well, here's the thing. Is George truly wants me to be happy because he knows happy Kelly, happy office. Is that a fair assessment, George?
Oh, true.
Yeah, there's different philosophy there.
It's on the business card.
Why do you want me to?
When you get honorary, you're really, really good.
Yeah. So why do you want me to find love again?
I saw how happy you were for that 3-4 month
she was,
span.
Right? She was giddy.
And I thought I was having a private conversation, so I didn't think I'd be waking up this morning listening to my name on the air talking about how we're going to pick you up a successful man.
Yeah.
Well, how are we excited
to hear this plan because I have no idea where this is going.
I'm
going
to let Kelly say it because I can't remember a word that I said.
Oh, George.
Yes, you do. You have it written down on paper.
Is this disclosing something really like we shouldn't be talking about? Because what he said, I mean, I don't even know if it's legal.
Oh, my God.
I just made the point. I said, look. Do you want to bring
the PowerPoint in?
I have the PowerPoint.
Yeah, I know you have the PowerPoint. You don't want
to. So,
bring...
I think I've been married close to 18 years, and mm-hmm. I made a list because I used to date a couple people, and that's.
Oh, look at this guy.
Kid used to make fun of me all the time.
You're a salesman. Salesmen
right.
date a lot.
So I made a list, top 10 list of what I needed in a partner. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
you were ready to settle down.
Right. And if that person didn't have more than 7 of those 10, I just started dropping them.
Huh.
Right,
okay.
And then luckily Stephanie had 9
Seven.
Of those 10, and
that's
so
your wife.
What
and
was
she
the
was
one she didn't
team.
Have?
Yeah,
she wasn't Catholic, but she converted.
There
you go.
That.
She converted for you, so she ended up
so
with 10
out of 10. Anyway, long story short, I said, Kelly, you just need to make your list, and then we need to hone in on who can fit that list.
I have a list, and it's very short.
Mm-hmm.
It really is short.
It used to be long.
It's breathing.
Okay, yeah. You say you have what 5 million people here in Dallas, 6 million people. Then you have to break that down to available men, meaning non-married,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's
so he's
call
looking
that
at this
down
as a business
deal,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? So you have to hone down to a percentage. I didn't want to get her depressed, but it's probably only 10% of the men in her age group, we'll say 35 to 50, right?
That also want to date someone their age.
That is recently divorced, 2 years removed.
Okay.
Right? Mm. Because they most likely will have kids, will also have the same things in common that Kelly has.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Okay.
So you're now narrowing the focus.
Of course,
I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, and look, at the end of the day, because I was trying to set up with a friend of mine that's a dentist, and she didn't want to do it for different reasons. And I was like, you need somebody who's either, have you dated a doctor? Have you dated an attorney? Have you dated a CEO? Have you dated an entrepreneur? Because those are the people.
Because they don't ask me out.
That's not true.
What do you mean that's
because
not true?
Because my friend found someone that was...
But he didn't ask me out. You just wanted to set me up with him.
Right. I'm just saying he's a doctor and he found somebody in his age group that was recently divorced, had kids same age as his, so they have a lot in common.
So statistics
she's
aside,
very pretty.
Statistics aside, what was your plan of action?
I was just going to go down to the courthouse and get people that were divorced in the last 2 years. Put that together.
I told you, never guess that in a million years.
Yes!
And then find out, narrow those down. Okay, you like this guy? We'll go find what he does, and we'll make sure we're there.
So stalking.
He's going to go to the courthouse, pull divorce records from 2 years.
See?
Oh, my God.
So legally divorce dating.
I love it. I'm sorry, Kelly, but that's...
Love y'all. I'm glad I made you laugh.
That's pretty smart.
George, listen.
That is smart.
Kelly, actually, that's a pretty good idea.
That is smart.
So I'm supposed to go pull a divorce record. Oh, it's going to have a team, a committee.
We're going to hire people to go do that.
And then we're going to hire a PI to see if they're dating somebody.
Then they're going to do a background check, find out what they do for a living, where they live, how am I supposed to get in? Now, then when I find this list of eligible men who might or might not be interested in me, what am I supposed to do with that?
Then we go to those functions and those things where the
see,
circles
what
that
I love
they
is,
live
this
in.
Is, this is stalking to the nth degree. And what I love is when people ask, how did, you guys, meet?
Well, a friend of mine set me up.
How in the world would
in
I
in the same
tell
restaurant
a man?
That you were eating
well,
at.
You know how I found you.
You can't tell him, Kelly.
I went to the Department of Court Records and looked up divorce men from the past 2 years. And then I found out what charity you're involved in. And then I got a ticket to your black tie event, so I knew you'd be there.
And then you fell in love because you had so much in common. You got married.
Yeah, Kelly's going to end up sounding all...
Okay,
why is that? Hold on. And
you're 6 foot three, 195 pounds.
It's a great way because everything's on there, like what they do for a living, how much money they make, how much they had to give up in the divorce, that kind of
thing.
What's
different than paying $1,000 to go to a dating site that says, I like biking and having long walks on the beach?
Well, those are people who all have that in common with you.
This is a sales
strategy. That is a strategy.
Very. And that's what it's like to talk to George. Everything's numbers.
You know what?
And percentages.
When a girl wants to hook up with a professional athlete, let's just say, they find out where they go, and they go hang out there. They go, you know, I mean, it's a strategy. There's a
method
to it.
But it's another thing to go to the courthouse and pull records
that's
for
the
men.
Same thing,
to,
man.
We got people. We got people in the back room that'll do all that for
George,
you,
that's
Kelly.
Okay. Really thinking.
I'm on board with this, George.
And then you've got to do background checks on them. Like he said, you find out what this is. I said, well, then how am I supposed to meet him? You find out where they like to go eat. You find out what charities they're involved in, and you make sure you're there.
Dude, this is what...
I'm like, this is psycho.
That is great.
Sales strategy. I mean, it's the same thing as done when you're trying to find out where you're going to advertise or where, you know, all kinds of different things. This is a strategy. This is, where do they hang out? What type of people they hang out with? What kind of functions
you would
they
be,
go to?
You're telling me you'd be totally okay with a woman who just happens to pop up everywhere you are, and then
you
find out that she did a strategic background check on you. That wouldn't freak you out as a man?
We're not supposed to find out. That's the thing.
I get, so you know me, I'm an open book. I would tell it. I couldn't lie about that.
No one heard that. You stopped yourself. It's fine. Just breeze over it. See, if you call attention to it, and then you say dump after it,
I didn't even hear it, George. You stopped.
Well, I like, Kelly, and you're different. If the average woman did this, it would be super psycho. But if it's a radio
bit,
come on, Al, you've done this
and
before.
You're famous, so it's kind of charming.
George, I think this is the greatest idea you've come up with.
Thank you very much. I'll get back to my real job now.
Thank you.
Love y'all.
Love you, George.
Thank you for caring, George.
You have to let George do this. That's great.
Do you know what this sounds like? It's like, oh my gosh, I'm willing.
This is like
I'm willing to do anything to get Kelly.
Okay,
a man.
Do you hear what George just said? His parting statement.
What?
I guarantee you, you'll have five attorneys or five doctors call you today. He says I need to be with a professional man.
Yes,
that's what George believes.
This is like
I agree with that.
This is like Hitched to the nth degree.
It's business hitch.
Business hitch. I mean, it's the same thing. You're just putting yourself in the situation where those people are going to be around.
Well, that's one thing. I'd like to marry a veterinarian. So I would go to dog causes or whatever in hopes of finding a veterinarian. It's another thing to go to the courthouse, find divorced men, then do background checks on them to find out who's a veterinarian, then find out what charity this person's involved in. That's crazy.
I love the thought of Kelly just sitting outside the courthouse waiting on the people that just got divorced to come out.
What are you doing at the courthouse?
They have to be divorced 2 years. That's why you have to go get the records.
It's public records.
So you're not a rebound.
It's
look
public
at that.
Record.
Kelly, that is the smartest thing I've ever
heard.
It's actually a very smart strategy.
It's coming at it from a strategic.
A business side.
It's like war.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think on Facebook. Because I think this is
great. I like it.
Yeah, real love.
This is real. This is real psychotic at times, but really cool.
I like it.
Kelly, you're gonna get a rich dude.
I think it's brilliant, but insane.
It is crazy.
You ready for love, Kelly?
Who's not? You know, it always happens when you're not looking.
Yeah.
So sick of hearing.
No, we're looking.
Find your love in the public record.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.